IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints and Analysis and Elaboration on the thoughts and speeches of the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Ali and Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, thanks for inviting.
You're welcome, brother. And Brother Ali, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Very welcome again to the program, Viewpoints on the speeches and the important points addressed by the leader of Iran and the leader Muslim of the Muslim Ummah, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Today we want to talk about an important topic. Here and there on different speeches, the leader of Iran addressed about the comprehensiveness of the religion of Islam, that Islam is a religion which can be useful for both the other world and this world. So it covers most of the dimensions and the aspects of the practical life of all the people around the world. So Islam as the most comprehensive religion and a religion for life and peace. This is the main topic of our discussion in the new series of the program Viewpoints. And today, let's be specific about the most outstanding criteria for calling the religion of Islam the most comprehensive religion. So when you refer to the speeches of the leader of Iran, Sayyid Ali Khamenei, what is important is that he believes the religion of Islam is a religion for both aspects of the life. I mean, theoretical and practical. Let's discuss these two first. I mean, the categorization that the rahbar says. Sayyid Mohsen, let's start with you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, that's true that this religion has covered all the aspects of life. And on top of that, if we talk the theoretical perspective and the practical as well. In the theoretical aspect, what he refers to and what is actually has said in the Quran as well, or the text that we see, is that the theoretically, Islam has answered to the needs of the human in its material life and its in spiritual life. And therefore,
but it does not necessarily mean that it can solve your financial problems.
Yeah.
Okay. Because when we say Islam has an answer for that, it does not mean that
even,
okay, tonight I pray and tomorrow my bank account will be full.
Even the life that obviously, because you know the Islam and the obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to pay attention to this issue as well. That he has created us on a law, which is the law of the effect and
cause and effect.
The cause and effect.
Yes.
So there must be a cause in order to have the effect.
Yes.
If you just pray and you do not struggle, you will not get any effect of praying.
Yes.
You know, because in the Quran, in the text, in the Islam, it is very much, you know, emphasized on working hard. You know, we have the prophets who used to be the shepherd, who used to work hard, who worked in the fields. You know, they had the agriculture as a profession and the other things. So basically, when Allah did not give, you know, money without struggling to his prophets, how he can give that to us. So there is a rule of cause and effect there. He has created us. So therefore, he tells us the right way. These prayers are where he puts more blessing. He gives you more.
Yes.
You know, when you struggle, there are two ways. Sometimes there are some people, let me just give you an example like this. There are some people who struggle a lot,
yes,
but they get very less pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, he works hard in the field and the crops and all those things. But at the end, when it's time to have the, you know, the final product, they have less product in their hands.
Okay.
On the other hand, there are some people who work less, but they have more product in their hand.
Okay.
So there's two type of people. The religion and these prayers that you said, like in the night, if we pray and tomorrow your bank is doubled. It's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has said in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are thankful or grateful, I will give you more. So basically, and we have in the prayers as well, in many prayers, like Imam Zainul Abidin in the Sahifa Sajjadiyya has many prayers in which he said, "Oh Allah, do not put me in the hardship where I work more and I earn less."
Yes.
Rather like I can get my earnings easily. And this is one of the blessings that you find easy, like you easily find different jobs or a profession or the way where you can have your sustenance.
With Allah in your mind.
Having Allah. So yes, basically, when we talk about the theoretical portion is you believe in Allah. And you should know that everything is for Allah. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the earth and the heavens is for Allah. Allah is the main master.
Yes.
So He is the owner of everything. So if we want anything, we should be relying on Him and asking Him. But on the other hand, we need to struggle. We need to work hard in order to get the things. So when we talk about the theoretical and practical aspect of the religion, it's the same thing. Like theoretically, Islam has spoken about all the things.
Yes.
It has given us the formulas. As I said, like in the previous program, there is a formula, there is rules, which we need to practically follow in order to have the fruit out of that.
That's all right. And the case is that if you follow Islam completely on that time, the spiritual aspect of your life will grow. And you got a spiritual boost in your life. And if you got a spiritual boost, it will help you to have the physical boost too, because your physic and your materialistic life for sure has roots in your spiritual life. The intellect that we are talking about has roots in your spirituality and your spiritual growth. So with this spiritual growth, which is I think is very important, you can cover the materialistic one too. But the way around is not possible, I think. If you start from the very material itself, you cannot get to the spiritual boost. And this was happening to, as Sayyid said, to so many of the generation of the Muslim ulama and scholars during the history, because they have started from the light of Islam within, and then they could find discoveries. The discovery for them were not for the sake of the discovery itself. The discovery was as an effort in order to be on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then they got that goldly achievements that we could see during the history. This is so about ulama, philosophers, theologians, scholars, and we can say all the scientists of the religion of Islam. So really the correction of this idea, Brother Ali, is important, that how do we expect the religion of Islam to act for us, and how do we, as Muslims, or the people around, believers in general, practice Islam? I mean, this practicing of Islam is important, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, whatever we have taken as belief, actually it shows itself in your practice.
Yes.
While you actually function and you do something, it shows that you are Muslim in the sense that you have submission towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But
Islam is not a religion that is put aside, and in emergency specific cases we refer to that, isn't it?
But Islam is, as you said, is a comprehensive religion that has programmed for every aspect of your life, from the bottom of your heart to all the other aspects of your life. For example, in the field of politics, in the field of, let's say, peace and war among the nations, for the rules and regulations of governments, for, let's say, economy of the society and personal economy, economy of the family, for every aspect, for the way to, let's say, cope with the issues of, let's say, prosperity and
the evils.
So yes. Islam has program for every aspect of that. So we need just to focus on the teachings of Islam and to see what we are going to derive from Islam.
For example, nowadays in the 21st century, different people around the world are after their rights. When you refer to Risalatul Huquq by Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Sajjad alayhi salam, you could see 50-51 rights, different rights. That, you know, starting with Haqqullah al-Akbar, Haqqun Nafs, Haqqun Jar, and all the rights over there, okay? Just when you look at the text of those explanations, you could find the Sunnah, you could find the Quranic verses, and you could find practically applying the rights of the people in your life. And this is what makes Islam really beautiful, referring to the very true scholars of Islam.
Exactly. And when Islam actually advises you to work on your own self, then with upbringing your own self, yes, you can even correct the society.
Yes.
Then. Man arafa nafsa faqad arafa, because you know who your Lord is, who is your creator. Then out of this understanding and this, let's say, knowledge, you will have the ability to do ijtihad, to deduce your needs in different aspects, to create a civilization, to, yes, work on a new Islamic civilization. So we want to say, all in all, Islamic teachings actually cover different scopes of human needs and human actually requests and human life.
That's right.
From the, let's say, the most worldly affairs to the spiritual, to the affairs of, let's say, Akhirah and the day of resurrection.
That's right.
Because the kind of look that we have taken from Islam, mm-hmm, this world is a preparation phase for the next world. But this short, yes, life is, a test period,
yes,
for that longer period that, yes, we are actually going to stay and abide forever.
But the system of value, Sayyid, is very much different in religion of Islam, because it wants to change your perspective in life and your look in life. I think the most important change that Islam wants us human beings is the value that you, as the best creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has on this earth. Sometimes I myself think that we limit the value of our actions only to the rewards and the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Jannah in Akhirah. But I think even the value of the human being is more than this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the higher levels. Why at all a human being with such potential and talents is going to be born to a level that it will reach one day a small la, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Be as close as possible to the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nowadays, in the world, I think that the people's perspective about the religion of Islam is very much based on the rewards and the chastisements. And this is, I believe, this is true. There are rewards and chastisements for our actions. But this is very much limiting the power of human beings as the best creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. If we change our perspective to the religion of Islam, Allah, and the role that the Lord and the God has in life, I think at that time, the spiritual boost and growth will be day by day more, isn't it?
Yes, that's one side of a true aspect of what you have said. And because my field is economics, so if I can give an example,
very
it
good.
Will become like clear for everyone. It's basically, you know, it's our own, we can say, understandings. It's not the reality. You know, sometimes there is a reality and then we have our own understanding and we start to live according to that. So generally what you have said, people do or live according to that. But since my field is economics, so let me just give you an example of the economics and to explain what is the difference between the other systems of this world and what is the difference of the Islam. You know, when we look at the capitalism, they look at the work. Their main criteria, their main theme is work. The work should be done,
yes,
so that we can have the production. No matter whichever way is being used, so the investor can enjoy more and more wealth, and he can make people slave, he can use them in any way, you know, he can have more, we can say workers,
yes,
or the labor, so it doesn't matter about the labors. So in the capitalism, the main criteria is work itself.
Yes.
When we look at the socialism, in socialism or Marxism, it is the society.
Yes.
Which has the value.
Yes.
So they have given value to the society and they ignored the rights of the individuals. So these are two extremes.
Yes.
Whereas in Islam, Islam talks about the human being itself.
Mm-hmm.
The karama.
The dignity.
The dignity, honor. The honor of the human.
Right.
Why? Because it is the human being who needs to reach to the perfection, and all these things are tools.
Mm-hmm.
The work, the labor, like the work and the society, these are the tools,
okay,
which will help him in order to reach to the perfection. So when Islam talks about the perfection, therefore he sets a couple of rules.
Yes.
which will help him in order to reach to that perfection, which you referred as Asma'ullah, reaching to the Asma'ullah, to the names of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much, Brother Ali and Sayyid Mohsen, for your presence in the program Viewpoints, talking about the comprehensiveness of the religion of Islam, the most important criteria. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page, also a YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanillah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life.